In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Many of you already know this, but for those of you who do not know it, or for those of you who somehow avoided admitting it to yourselves, it is time to get excited, because Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. Lent starts Wednesday. And yes, I did say it is a time to get excited because it's actually a very exciting time. We often have this image of Lent as a dour, sour, sad season. But what it actually is 40 days of invitation to go on an adventure of holiness, a season of self-conscious invitation to grow in faith, in hope, and in love, to engage more deliberately, more intentionally in the practice of the faith, all with an eye towards the gracious, death-undoing glory of the cross of Jesus Christ, the brightness of that glory being none other than the uncreated resurrection light of God's fierce, undying love. It is to that light that this day, this Quinquagesima Sunday, this last Sunday before Lent, is dedicated as a reminder of the glory to come, the glory God desires to reveal in each of us. We heard about that glory this morning at Mass in the story of the transfiguration of Jesus on the Mount, when a group of disciples were witness to the light of God shining from Jesus' human face and body. And we received that light together in the sacrament, the light that is the life of humanity becoming sacramental food and drink, our nurture, our source. This evening, our teacher, St. Paul, tells us that this light yearns to pierce the shadows of sin and death with which our hearts have been too long veiled. It's important to remember that throughout Scripture, the heart is not understood as the wellspring of emotions, pleasant or otherwise. All that's usually associated with the guts. The heart is the central core of our being, the seat of our thinking, perceiving, understanding, remembering, and the source of our willing and acting. The light of love's pure glory longs to shine in us, through us, from us, that we may see the world, ourselves, each other, bathed in its brilliance, so that all we think and know and will and do might be done in, with, and through its light. Without it, all we think, know, will, and do is done in darkness. Lent is a season-long invitation from our Lord Jesus Christ, through his body, the Church, to let the light shine in darkness, to let love blaze from the depths of our hearts, to become living flames of God's own love. And yes, that is exciting. Now, it's when we forget all of that we can get into a little trouble. And sadly, it can be a bit easy to forget. In our therapeutically oriented, self-help-crazed, obsessively self-actualizing world, in which the virtues of religion are impossible to comprehend unless they're reduced to little more than an extended program of self-improvement or stress management or productivity enhancement tools, in such a world, it's easy for us to assume that the disciplines that we practice in Lent ought to make us better, improved, well-managed, fitter, happier, more productive, perhaps even more compassionate and generally useful people. Otherwise, why do them? Why fast? Why abstain? Why give alms? Why engage in a focused discipline of prayer? And why even bother with such outmoded things when we can invest our time in Lent in so many other obviously productive ways, achieving so many of our personal betterment goals? But here's the counterintuitive thing. The disciplines we practice in Lent are not meant to make us better people. The disciplines we practice in Lent are meant to make us more human. The disciplines we practice in Lent are ways by which we welcome grace into our lives. The disciplines we practice in Lent are ways by which we polish the mirror of our hearts to better reflect the light of Christ to the world and reflect the world and its needs back to Christ in love. There are a lot of folks in this world who will happily help us self-actualize from now to doomsday, but if we want to be by grace what God is by nature, if we want to be filled with, shine with the rays of God's own uncreated light, then whatever self we think we have, we will abandon in faith to God. Our Lord says, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. If you want to find yourself, you'll lose yourself. And if you lose yourself in God's love, by God's grace, you will discover yourself in Christ as a sight of God's love blazing out into the world, and you will do, by grace, all those good works that God has prepared for you to walk in. The upshot of all of that may be that when folks look at you, they may say you're a better person, or they may want to stone you for daring to love the people they hate, for doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God. Who knows? But you won't have done it to be better by any standard the world can understand. You'll have done it because you want to fall more deeply in love with Jesus Christ, who has loved you ere the word serenely spoken splintered the primordial darkness with the splendor of the first light shining at the dawn of creation. Following the way of the cross is not about self-improvement, but self-emptying, self-sacrificing love. Our Lord is not interested in helping us become our best selves. He's interested in his life being our life. He is interested in our hearts being filled to overflowing and flooded with the fire of his love. In verse 7 of 2 Corinthians, our friend St. Paul tells us that we have this treasure of glory in earthen vessels, vessels of clay, so that the power's excellence might be God's and not come from us. Our practices in Lent are meant to humble us, to remind us of our fragility, our need for God, to empty us of ourselves, of this world, to help us understand those things for which we truly hunger. Love, justice, peace, joy, the abiding presence of God. To put all that we are, all that we have, and all that we love at God's disposal, in God's hands, to put our hearts in God's hands, so that God can fill us with God's grace, the light of his glory. Whatever discipline you may be practicing this Lent, let it be a graceful means by which you make yourself more available to grace. Let it be a means by which you open yourself to be undone by love. Let it be a yes to God's desire to draw away from your heart the veil of sin and death that shrouds and shadows you and that you on your own cannot shift, no matter how much better you may be or become, so that at the last, your life, your love may shine with the glory of God revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are invited to an adventure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.